Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King, at Holiness Bibles for the Blind.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the Word of the King is, there is power. We may say unto him, what doest thou?
Welcome to this most unique edition of the Word of the King. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang and also my wife, Ruth Wolfgang. We are going to be sitting in for Evangelist Timothy Gruber, but actually, we're not actually sitting in for him. This is, you could say, the Word of the King on its head. Normally, when I'm sitting here in on the microphones for Evangelist Timothy Gruber, he's maybe in Israel or something like that, but not this time. This is a special edition of the Word of the King. We are pleased to bring you the second year anniversary edition of the Word of the King being on the Holiness Bibles for the Blind website. And we decided on the second anniversary of the Word of the King being on the Holiness Bibles for the Blind website, as well as the third year anniversary of the Word of the King and the Sow the Seed Ministries anniversary, we decided to do a most unique interview of the ministry and Evangelist Timothy Gruber as he sits here in the on the microphones with us to interview him about the ministry and some of the new aspects of the ministry that have grown here as it has been on the ministry at the here at the Holiness Bibles for the Blind website, and to ask him some unique questions that most people have probably noticed as it has grown here at the website, and as well as some questions that they have not known, probably that has not showed on the web pages, and to give you, the listeners, some information that Brother Tim would probably love you all to know, and you yourselves would love to know. So before we get started, let's open with a word of prayer. And then I'm going to get, after that word of prayer, a song. And then after that song, we're going to get into this most unique interview that puts the Word of the King on its head. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you for this most unique time, Lord, for this most unique privilege, Lord, for me and my wife to be able to interview Brother Tim and his most unique ministry, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, that you allowed us this time. We want to thank you, Lord, that you've given us this ministry to join in with our ministry here at the Holiness Bibles for the Blind website. We thank you, Lord, for his ministry, for his work. We thank you, Lord, that those who have been listeners faithfully through the past 2 years, Lord, that we thank you, Lord, that they've had that opportunity. We ask you, Lord, to increase those who come to the website. We ask you, Lord, for those who will be coming, Lord. And, Lord, we ask you for those who are nearest hell, Lord, that they would, Lord, turn from their wicked ways, Lord, and that they would come to you, Lord Jesus, the one and only true Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Now, Lord, we ask you for all of this. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, we want to start off with a most unique song here tonight as we start this program. It's kind of a song that we play quite a bit as we're recording services, and as Tim records different things, he's kind of gotten used to, and it has become a popular favorite his, and it's kind of become, if you will, the Sow the Seed Ministries theme song. Many know it as many things, but it's a familiar hymn, Bringing in the Sheaves.
Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the dewy eve. waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Going forth for weeping, sowing for the Master, though the loss sustained, our spirit often grieves. When our weeping's over, He will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing.
All right, now that we've accomplished listening to that little song, Bringing in the Sheaves, Tim, now let us get into the real good stuff, and that is to ask you these questions. The first one I'd like to get into is this. It is clear from your web pages that the Word of the King ministry was started in October of 2012, and that the Sow the Seed Ministries work came out of this because of God's leading. However, when did the Lord Jesus Christ actually call you to start the Sow the Seed Ministries work for His glory?
I started the Word of the King, I believe it was back in 2011.
Why was the Bible verse from Psalms 107 and verse 37 laid upon your heart as the theme verse for the Sow the Seed Ministries work?
Because I was having some questions in terms of what God was wanting me to do at a particular time. It just so happened that I was in this one church building back in Pennsylvania during a service. And I'll be around the time of the service. And I was one of those cases where I just opened up my King James Bible, and practically the first passage my eyes fell upon contained those very verses.
As to the Word of the King, you make mention that it was first aired on WINB, an international broadcast network located in the area known as Red Lion, Pennsylvania. Did you just immediately start out with a twice weekly program, or did you work up to this as the Lord provided?
As I recall, I started out, just once a week. And as God provided, I went 2 days a week.
According to your web pages, you have been to the United States, Israel, Jordan, Egypt, Greece, Finland, and Mexico to spread the good news or gospel of Jesus Christ. So, my question to you is, can you actually speak all of these native languages for those countries?
No, I do not know the languages of every single one of those countries, the official languages. But the nice thing is, we live in a world today where if English is not the major language in any given country, it's the second major language. So, in every one of those countries you named, practically, there are people who can understand and speak English.
What languages, other than English, do you speak fluently?
Other than English, there's not any particular language that I can speak fluently, but I know some Spanish, and basically I know enough Spanish to preach Jesus, and in other languages I know enough just to exalt the Lord in one manner or other.
Well, then, how do you communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ to all those people if you do not, in fact, speak their language fluently?
Once again, as I was just saying earlier, we live in a day when English is not the major language of a particular country. It's the second major language, and it's taught as a second language in practically every country in the face of the earth, just about. So that takes care of that.
On the word of the King, you commonly open the program with this verse from the Bible, found in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Why have you chosen this as your theme verse for the Word of the King broadcast?
Yes, Ecclesiastes 8, 4 says, "For the word of the King is, there is power, who may say unto him, what doest thou?" I chose that verse as my theme verse for the Word of the King because, ultimately, I am a King James Bible believer, and where the Word of the King is, God is King of Kings. Therefore, his word in English language has the authorization of a king attached to it, and there is power in that word.
Why do you believe that the King James Version of the Bible, written in 1611, is the only true authoritative Bible in this modern age?
Ecclesiastes 8:4, where the word of the king is, there is power, and you may say unto him, what doest thou? The King James Bible is the only Bible that you'll find in the English language today that has the name of a king attached to it, authorized.
Why could not a person use another version of the Bible just as well as the KJV AV 1611 for study, etc., etc.?
Because they simply do not say the same thing. In fact, there are many words missing from these modern translations.
After the Word of the King had been on the radio airwaves for about 1 year, your ministry took a turn. Would you like to tell your listeners the change that God had come to the ministry in September through November of 2013, as well as how this change came about?
Well, in terms of the change, by the grace of God, I had gotten delivered from a form of unsound doctrine known as Calvinism. So, as the Lord delivered me from that, he led me at the exhortation of Ken Wolfgang himself to become a part of the Word of the King in connection with Holiness Bibles for the Blind, because I myself had been wanting to start a website whereby I had posted my messages, and it just so happened that Ken Wolfgang himself, having started Holiness Bibles for the Blind, had a website of his own and wanted to include me and my messages as a part of that ministry, as a part of that website. And the Spirit of God led me to say, amen, let's do it.
On your main Sow the Seed Ministries webpage, you mentioned that, quote, The work of this ministry involves open-air preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, beseeching souls in Christ's stead to be reconciled to God and flee from the wrath to come, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, unquote. This would mean that you are mainly a street preacher or evangelist. Am I right?
An evangelist, correct.
Well, if your main type of preaching is street preaching, has this made it more of a problem or easier since you have now moved your Sow the Seed ministries and, by extension, your Word of the King broadcast to the Holiness Bibles for the Blind website?
I would say that Holiness Bibles for the Blind has indeed served as an extension of that ministry that God has already called me to. As an evangelist, I desire to do much more for my Lord and Savior in fulfilling that call as an evangelist. And yes, I would say the answer to that question is indeed yes. Holiness Bibles for the Blind ministry has definitely served as an extension of that ministry that God has called me to.
Has the Holiness Bibles for the Blind ministry made it easier for you to get your street sermons recorded, or is it just as hard as it was when you was on WINB? For example, we have noticed that you now have some of your Word of the King broadcasts recorded as it had been talking on a telephone. Has this made street preaching and it being recorded easier?
Yes, I would say it has, yes. I mean, though I would certainly, let me also add that I would certainly like to start doing, once again, more in the way of street preaching out in the trains and everything, but you know, as each day goes by, as I seek the Lord, He is faithful to give me those divine appointments that only He can provide.
We also noticed that in the last month or so that you now have a page that allows for your listeners to download some of your open-air preaching. On this page, it is explained that these are sermons that you recorded that are too long for the Word of the King program format. But, all the same, you wanted to make them available to your listeners. Are you excited about this new page?
Absolutely excited about the page. About time, I just need to get some more messages up there.
Tell us about your Light Upon Darkness and, by extension, your Menorah Upon Darkness articles that you write on a monthly basis.
Well, when it comes to my Light Upon Darkness and my Menorah Upon Darkness articles, I simply seek to post thereon whatever topic the Lord lays upon my heart for each year month. And really, that's really all that what that pretty much amounts to right there. It's just a way for me to express to others those spiritual truths that God has placed upon my heart to make known to others, even as He has made them known to me.
We have noticed that you recently placed the Bible verse of Psalm chapter 18 and verse 28 on your light upon darkness and, by extension, your menorah upon darkness articles pages. Can you tell us how this came about?
That came about as a result of Ruth Wolfgang herself mentioning to Jenny Wolfgang, her husband, about how that particular verse from the Book of Psalms fit just perfectly as a theme for my Light Upon Darkness and my Menorah Upon Darkness articles. And I must say, a perfect theme verse it is.
Many of your webpage visitors and many of your listeners to this program today may have noticed many changes. Over the past 2 years, since you have come on board with Holiness Bibles for the Blind, like not only the addition of your Menorah Upon Darkness article that was added just this year, but also your missing rib pages. This is because you've been praying for a wife for a long time. Is this right?
Yes, I have been praying for a wife for a while now.
In this seeking for a wife, and since you have Jewish roots on both sides of your family, but more importantly, you feel that you want to do this God's way, you have asked me to stand in as your, quote, Abraham, unquote, and you have asked my wife, Ruth, to stand in as your, quote, Sarah, unquote, and you get this from the Bible in Genesis chapter 24, where Isaac is getting married to Rebekah, his wife. Is this right?
I certainly want to do things God's way, and yes, I have in the past asked Ruth Wolfgang to be, as it were, my Sarah, and Kenny to be my Abraham, even as I am standing in Isaac's place, and waiting and watching for my Rebekah. That is correct.
Well, quote, Isaac, unquote. Since we have live here on the microphones with us your, quote, Sarah, unquote, and for a time your single women listeners would like a woman's angle to be asked from you, we decided to have your, quote, Sarah, unquote, to ask you some questions that your web pages may not have covered, but that your single women listeners would really want to know. So, quote, Sarah, unquote, take it away.
Do you have any dietary restrictions?
Do I have any dietary restrictions? Due to medical reasons or particular, like, allergies? No, I do not.
Even though you said on your pages that you would like to have children, how many children would you like to have if it be God's will?
Ultimately, I don't have a particular number. I would like to have as many children as God would want me to have.
Do you believe in contraceptives?
From what I understand about contraceptives, I can't say I do. I believe that ultimately a woman, just like her husband, should let God ultimately determine how much fruit is supposed to proceed from her womb.
What kind of birth control do you believe in, or would you use any at all?
No, birth control, not at all.
What if your wife was unable to bear any children? Would this be a problem for you?
Ultimately, if God had a divine purpose in me knowing her, then no, I would not have a problem with that at all. No, just thinking about it now, you know, it's kind of difficult to fathom not being able to have kids, but ultimately, if she was God's woman for me, how could I have a problem with that?
Although you say you're a Baptist by belief, does your future wife have to believe the exact same way you do to become your wife?
She must certainly be a genuine born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, Messiah of Israel. I'm not saying that she has to be perfectly sound in all of her doctrine. She may, for example, believe in, something like charismatic tongues. She may have some kind of a sound doctrine that it's possible for a saved person to hold to and still be saved. But it would also be important that she had a teachable spirit. As long as she had a teachable spirit and was willing to be taught sound doctrine as the Word of God teaches, then no, she wouldn't have to believe just every single point like I believe in order for us to get married. No, but she would have to have a teachable spirit.
Okay, Brother Tim, now that we are kind of running out of space here for this episode of The Word of the King, we are going to have to catch you on our next edition to complete this interview of, as we've dubbed this, The Word of the King on its head. So we're going to complete this interview in part two. We're going to make this a two-part episode. We're going to catch you in part two and complete this interview of The Word of the King, as we're calling it, on its head. And we're going to complete the interview of you, your ministry of The Word of the King and the Sow to the Seed Ministries in part two. So we would ask you, if you would mind, closing this episode in a word of prayer.
Father, in the name of the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God, we ask you, dear God, now, Lord, first of all, give you thanks, dear God, for this time, dear God, this interview, Lord, here, on the Word of the King. Pray, dear God, that it would answer some questions, dear God, for those who indeed are curious, dear God, to know the answers to these questions.
Yes.
Father God, we do beseech you, dear God, fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Help us, dear God, to go forth from this interview, Lord God, from this yet again edition.
Yes.
Lord of the King. And Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to be strong for you.
Yes.
Be diligent, Lord God, in our walk with you, Lord. Examining ourselves faithfully, Lord God.
Yes.
Judging ourselves,
Jesus,
dear God, that we be not judged.
Yes.
It's in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray these things and give thanks.
Amen.